You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Recently on the show, we talked to our assistant news director and food enthusiast Noah Ovshinsky about campfire cooking. Turns out Noah's not the only one on staff who fancies themselves a campfire cook. One of Central Time's own producers, Chris Molina, does a lot of cooking around the campfire as well, but he specializes in one thing, and one thing only, pudgy pies. He was mortified to learn that some people on staff didn't know what pudgy pies were, so he's here to explain what they are, why he thinks they're the perfect camping food. Chris, welcome to this side of the glass.
Hi, Rob. Happy 4th of July to you.
Well, I don't want to mortify you further. When you talked about pudgy pies, I smiled and nodded knowledgeably. I've never had a pudgy pie. I'd never heard of it. What is a pudgy pie?
Well, so when I first, you know, brought this up in a meeting, the reaction I got when I tried to explain it was, well, it's just a grilled cheese. Well, it's more than just a grilled cheese is what I'm here to tell you. It's basically, I mean, it is a toasted sandwich that you basically cook over a campfire. Mm. And to do that, you need a special pudgy pie iron, or I've also heard them referred to as hobo pies. But growing up, they were always pudgy pies. So I don't know if that's a regional thing or what.
At the store, would I actually look for something called a pudgy pie iron?
Yeah, absolutely. And it used to be you'd only be able to find them at a camping store, like an REI or a Fontana or something, but now I've seen them in Target. I know if you go to Fleet Farm, they have them, and they seem to have come down in price a little bit, too. So it's a real cheap and easy way to eat while you're camping.
What does it look like, this iron?
So basically, it's a long, I would say maybe about a foot long. You've got like two little poles and a little kind of like metal iron on it. And it kind of like opens up. It's meant to kind of clasp together. The idea being you open it up and you put your two slices of bread in. So really, you know, one of the beauties of, you know, a pudgy pie is you don't need very many ingredients. And a lot of the times you don't really need to refrigerate anything. You know, so if you've got a cooler, you know, you can just throw some stuff in there. If not, you know, maybe not a big deal. But basically all you really need is your bread, and I usually recommend that people just pick up a loaf of white bread or something, because the iron usually is square. You can also get round ones too, which I'll talk about in a minute. But with these square pudgy pie makers, it's really easy to fit one of those, you know, nice square pieces of sandwich bread in there versus, you know, some fancier bread, which tends to be maybe a little bit more rectangular.
Yeah, an artisan bread might be oblong, misshapen, and not fit in the iron.
Right.
So we're basically talking about two pieces of bread with stuff in the middle, heated on, it looks sort of like I looked at pictures online, a George Foreman grill on a stick, and no plug, obviously.
Yeah, you could definitely say that. So I, you know, tend to go with the square one. I didn't realize the round one was, you know, something that existed until actually pretty recently. That's one where you can't really easily put, you know, a square piece of bread in there. The trick that I've seen people using is they'll actually take, you know, like Pillsbury crescent dough and put that in there, which I've never tried, which sounds sort of fantastic, actually. But yeah, all you need is the bread. Bring some butter or some cooking spray so that you don't burn the pieces of bread onto the iron, and then whatever fillings you want. And that's the great part about pudgy pie, is what I think makes it the perfect camping food, is you can really put anything you want on a pudgy pie, and it works for every meal of the day. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert, you name it, you can make a pudgy pie for it.
We'll get into some of your fillings in a minute. Let's talk process a little more here. Is it like I've got a marshmallow on a stick and I'm waving my pudgy pie iron over the fire, or do I set it down near the fire? What do I do there?
Yeah, it kind of depends on how cooked you like your pudgy pie. I prefer to take my iron, and one thing I should say, if you're looking for an iron, I've seen longer ones and shorter ones. When you go look at the store for one, get a longer one so you're not burning your hand when you're sticking it into the fire.
Yeah.
But I would say, you know, put it into the fire and, you know, lay it maybe like close to a flame or on a log or something that's by coals. I mean, that way you don't burn your bread right away and everything cooks a little bit more even. I mean, you could stick it right in the fire if you do like, you know, the charred bread, but I mean, I like the slow cook, you know, and just, you know, flip it over every couple of minutes or so and just check it. You know, it's real easy to unclasp the thing and look. And yeah, it all kind of just depends on your personal taste.
Wait, so you've had this hot metal thing there. Is there like a button at this end or a pull that I open it up with? I don't have to touch the hot.
You don't have to touch the hot iron. So on the handle, it's a wooden handle, and there's a little clasp that kind of fastens it.
Right.
So you kind of undo the clasp and then just open it up with the handles, and then you can see what's going on inside. So yeah, you don't have to, you know, touch the scalding hot metal on the end of your pudgy pie iron.
This keeps getting better.
I'm telling you, man.
I don't have to scald myself. All right, I think I'm finally forming the picture of how this works. Let's get into some fillings. You said breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What would I put in my breakfast version of the pudgy pie?
Well, you know, a great thing that you can do is you can sort of make an omelet sandwich, if you will. So I think, you know, you can go out, you know, this might be something that you might not be able to find at the grocery store, but at a camping store, you can kind of find like pre-cooked scrambled eggs, which I've actually had. You know, my first thought was, ooh, pre-cooked scrambled eggs. I don't know about that. They're actually pretty good. Throw some of that in there, put, you know, maybe some bacon in there, whatever toppings that you would throw into an omelet. So maybe, you know, chop up some mushrooms or something, some green peppers, you know, maybe you want, you know, bacon bits or little chunks of ham or something, and just throw it in there and toast it. And all of a sudden, you've got a pretty easy breakfast. And, you know, this is something if you're camping with a family, too. I mean, it's going to make everyone in your family happy. Mm-hmm. If you've got kids, they're going to love this.
Oh, and you can mix and match what different people want and the different pies. Oh, some summer sausage, I think, would be great on that omelet sandwich.
Yeah, that sounds good, too. You know, bring some spices, bring some salt and pepper if you want. You know, do whatever you want to spice it up. It's going to taste good.
Okay, so for the rest of the meals of the day, what's your favorite? What's your favorite pudgy pie, Chris?
I am a pizza pudgy pie kind of guy, and this is another really easy thing that you can do. Just bring some cheese with you, some shredded mozzarella cheese. Bring some pizza sauce. So, you know, you'll butter the one slice of the... Well, both slices, you'll butter the bread and you'll put it into the iron so it doesn't, you know, stick in there. And then on the other side, you'll put the pizza sauce, you know, throw some cheese on it, maybe some pepperoni if you want, maybe some sausage. And again, you know, whatever you want on your pizza, like, you know, whatever you want to put in your omelet, just put it on there and go to town. And it is just a great tasting sandwich.
Yeah, and all of that, you don't need to refrigerate in advance.
Yeah, I think so. You know,
or in a cooler,
yeah,
you'd be okay.
You know, the cheese, you can probably go a day or two mm-hmm. without being refrigerated. And the thing is, you know, it's camping. It's, you know, these sandwiches aren't going to be anything fancy, but, you know, that's why you go camping, though. You kind of want to get away from it all.
Is this a long-time memory of yours, or are you a recent pudgy pie convert?
Yeah, I remember doing this when I was a kid.
Okay.
I was also, I was in Boy Scouts, and I think that's when I first learned about this. So, you know, growing up, it was just kind of like something we did when we went camping, which, again, you know, kind of like goes to my mortification when I heard that people on staff didn't know this was. And I don't know if this is just a Midwest thing or if this is all over the place. I mean, you're a Midwestern guy too, Rob. You're from Michigan.
But I'm not a camping guy. I never have been. Sorry.
Okay.
I like camping with roof and shower.
Well, if you've got a fire pit in
the
backyard, you know, we can try it out.
Could do it over the grill.
I think I just invited myself over.
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't have a fire pit. But I could do it over the grill, though.
You could do it over the grill, I would imagine. I've never tried that, but yeah, you know, as long as you've got the hot coals, I mean, it doesn't necessarily need to be in the fire. Yeah, I would imagine that would work out just fine.
Okay, tempt us with some other delightful pudgy pie fillings.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. I've been doing a lot of searching around online in preparation of this segment, and there are more pudgy pie blogs than I ever thought like would have existed on the internet. And I mean, it can be as simple as I saw someone, they took a can of like Chef Boyardee spaghetti, you know, that canned spaghetti, and they put that within the bread and they made a little spaghetti sandwich. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that at home you might be like, but camping it's like, oh man, that sounds awesome. I really want to try that.
And you had a taco one, I think, on your list.
Yeah, this is one that might take a little bit of legwork beforehand. This is something that you might need to cook the meat ahead of time. And this is, you know, another thing that you can do, too. So, you know, while you're, you know, before you go on your camping trip, when you still have access to, you know, a home kitchen or a commercial kitchen or whatever, you know, cook some meat up ahead of time and just throw it in a Tupperware container and bring it with you. So, you know, just cook up some taco meats and then bring with you, you know, a little bit of cheese. Maybe you have that left over if you're making pizza ones. You know, bring some sour cream if you want. Bring some extra taco sauce, a little bit of veggies, and just, yeah, make a taco pudgy pie.
One thing we haven't gotten to yet, Chris, the dessert.
Yeah, you know, you can kind of make pudgy pie s'mores, if you will. One thing I've seen is that, you know, instead of using like pizza sauce or whatever, just put peanut butter on there and then throw, you know, maybe half of a chocolate bar in there. If you want to put a marshmallow in there too, that sounds great. I've never tried that myself, but, you know, that sounds great. And a lot of times too, you know, this could be a great way to complement, you know, when you make s'mores, you always end up with like one too many of something. You're never going to use all of the stuff. So you have like leftover graham crackers or leftover marshmallows, but not chocolate or whatever. So just throw whatever you have left over, you know, into the iron and make a dessert pudgy pie.
Okay, and for a non-chocolate dessert maybe in our last 30 seconds or so?
Yeah, if you're craving something fruity, what you can do is just take some pie filling, actually. You know, get some cherry pie filling or some apple pie filling, and that's all you need. You know, maybe you want to bring a little bit of whipped cream with you to top it off. But yeah, just, you know, scoop a little in there, and boom, you've got yourself a quick and easy desserts.
A lot of great ideas for 4th of July weekend. Campers out there, hope you still have time to stop at the store. Chris, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Rob.
All right, now get back to work. Hey, do you want to post a thing on Facebook? Maybe people can share their pudgy pie favorites.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll get something up there and I hope to hear from you with your recipes.
That's on the Central Time Facebook page. Tell us about your favorite pudgy pie.